What? cabins and smoking. I love things around here. I've been here even before there was a here. Yeah. Ooh, talk. Figure popping. The cabin was hopping every day. We had everybody in our office. Boxers, gamblers, boys and their old ladies. Sure did before.
You the man with the eagle eye for talent. You hired me, didn't you?
I
know anything about the film.
Hey, I got everything under control.
Look, how long has that fan been on break?
I'm about to start the show right now.
Good. Yeah.
Wait till you get Princess Aphrodite. New nickname for Feet. Mm-hmm. She gonna knock you off your chair, man. She gonna give you
thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Now get the fuck back to work!
Thank you. trying the hell out of me. You the one always thinks of me about being black.
Being black in Washington has about as much in Trump as politics should do, which is absolutely nothing.
You're wrong about that, Professor. I'm living in our lives and very much in common. And that's all about being black.
Let me tell you something, son. I've lived my whole life with my head in the lion's mouth. And at times, and everybody else for that matter, ain't never figured out the way I was gonna jump back. I don't need no march to get free. I can have to bomb free man.
Well, you know what they say about old dogs and new fritz.
Where I come from, they say the same thing about you know the old kids.
Hey, listen, my son, I will see you later. I got to get these signs on over there.
Right. Hey, come on.
Yeah.
It sure was different last night, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Just like old days.
So,
people partying, talking shit.
Yeah, it sure was a night. Go ahead. Let me get on over to the church, man. I'm running back.
Right.
I'll see you later. Thank you.
Lodge met Sister Snail on the far side of the brook. He had passed over several times, but this time he found a clean cross. So he stopped and decided to talk. He said, "Where are you going?" "Going off to travel over the world," he told me. "I done left my husband for good." "Well, how come, Sister Snail? He'll treat you no way, did he?" "Take this right the way he did, Brother Lyon. But you take and take just so much, and then you can't take no more. Your thoughts get full up to the neck. The man gets around too focused with me, and looks like I just can't break him up. So I up and left him. I'm out and gone." "Well, why don't you get a poor soul a chance? I done tried that until my patience is all wore out. And this last thing he done run my cup over." "You know, I could kick him to be. Had the misery in my side so bad that I couldn't rest in the day. He heard me groaning and asked, what was the matter? I could have told him how sick I was. Told him, God, I'm so sick. He said, if you sick like that, I'll go get the doctor for you. I told him, I don't want to imagine what the vibe if you would. He told me, if you sit like that, I'll go get the doctor right away. Just let me go get my hat. So I stayed there and waited for him to go get the doctor. I rode for Phyllis Post. After 7 years, I heard the noise at the door, and I hollered out, "Man, honey, is that you that come back with the doctor?" And he come growling at me and give me a short answer with, "Don't try to rush me. I ain't gone yet." It had taken him 7 years to get his hat and get to know. God left him. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put your hands together and give a great big waving round of applause to Andy and the New Frontier.
Thank you. I
don't